Hello everyone. So I got a new toy. And if anyone of you know a little bit about me, I'm an absolute sex toy nerd. There is no question about it. I own a modest amount. Can't ever have enough, of course. So I have two toys with me today that I'm really excited about. One of them is the Tantus O2 Kush. I think it's 6 inches in length. It sounds about right. And 1.75 in diameter. It has a few ridges. There's 2 ridges there. It doesn't look exactly like a penis, which is great because I don't like dildos that look exactly like a penis, flesh colored and everything, and there's no veins, which is great because they kind of freak me out. It's an uncanny valley thing. I got the purple one, so it's really pretty, and it's a white exterior and a purple core, so there's a little bit of the purple showing through there. And it's a matte silicone, and I'm going to affectionately call this a hair and dust trap. So if you drop it on the floor and there's hair, it's going to stick, and that is a fact. So we'll keep it in a Ziploc container or whatever. It's a silicone dildo. It's a dual density silicone dildo, which means it has a squishier outside and a firm center. And I've been lusting after this goddamn thing for months. I couldn't shut up about it. And one day I decided to just go fuck it and get it because I have a 40% off coupon. And it came out to the price of 60. But normally this thing is like 80, I think. I don't know. And my other toy is the Fun Factory Booty medium. Not large. I'm not there yet. And it looks great. It is also a hair trap. And so I think I'm going to review the Kush first because I don't want it, the anal stimulation to detract from the vaginal stimulation of this long lusted after toy. And so, oops. I think because it's a matte one, it's going to need a lot more lube. Sometimes when I feel like I'm putting a lot of lube on a dildo, it feels like, this is so stupid. It feels like I'm putting mustard on a hot dog. Ooh, I can tell already. Alright, I'm so excited. Here we go. Oh, fuck. Oh, I feel a stretch. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, ow. Oh, maybe some warm up would have been nice. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Okay. That was just me putting it in. Oh, God. Okay. Alright. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. This feels good. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, what's... Oh, fuck, it feels good. They said it would hit your G-spot, and they are not wrong. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, it feels good. Oh, fuck. Oh, Oh god. Fuck. Oh god. Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. My god. Woo! Oh fuck. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh wow. Okay. Oh fuck. Oh, I don't know, but wow, I came fast. Damn. Fuck. Okay, so I came what? And I'm gonna what I'm going to do, attempt to do, is I'm gonna put the plug in. Then I'm gonna see if I can use the cush again and see how that feels like. So here you have a break right here. Alrighty, so this is a medium-sized plug, and I did pregame a little with another smaller butt plug. I still fear that I won't fit, that it won't fit. I still am a little nervous because I don't know if it will fit. This is also matte silicone, and still also a fucking hair and dust magnet. Moving it up. Oh, can't help but when I slip a finger in. Alright. Oh god. I'm still so nervous. Oh fuck. Oh fuck, that feels good. Oh god, that feels good. Yeah, this is a great plug too. I got a silicone plug because I basically all I have are glass and steel toys, and I tend to use Pure Wand, which is a steel dildo, basically. It's a hunk of metal, and I tried hunk of metal in your insert it into your ass, and a hunk of metal inside you is never fucking you, is never a good idea. Totally not a good idea. Alright, now let's put that amazing beauty in. I'm gonna use another lube, thicker one. Yeah, I have a lot of lube, so I might or might not do one on just lube. Explaining lube. That should be one, actually. On all the lubes I use, a ramble. On all the lubes I use. Okay, so I have the plug-in. Oh, it feels so good. And I'm gonna go and shove the cushion, which is already a little sizey. Oh, god, it feels tight. Ah! Oh, fuck. Oh, god, that's the first ridge. Oh, that's the second ridge. Fuck. Okay. Oh, god. I can.
Oh god, you know, oh god. Oh, my eyes are rolled back. Oh, this feels good. Oh, this box feels good. This fucking feels good. Oh! Oh! Oh, you know what? Oh, fuck. What the fuck? Oh! Oh, God, I can't speak. I'm gonna use the tachi because I can. Oh, fuck, okay. Fuck. Oh, God. Fucking shit. Oh, God. Feels so good. So, so tight. Oh, it's gripping on my cut. And the tachi is not helping. Or helping. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, please. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Legs are wormy. Oh, my legs are a little jelly. Oh my god. I came so hard. Oh, my eyes are. One of my eyes is so shut. Okay. Fuck. 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 Okay. Obviously, both toys are highly recommended. Yeah. This is great. The squishiness If this was a solid toy, I think it would have been a lot more ouchy. I mean, it probably would have been good too, but the dual density really hits it home. The softer, squishier silicone really helps it out and hits it home with the fuck. And the booty is great. I like it. I can still feel it. It is a nice one. At first, I was a little bit afraid because I bought the medium that it wouldn't fit. Or I was afraid that the stem, which is not, like, you know, tapered to, like, a pinky or whatever like that, would make my, would make me unhappy. But it didn't. And they're all highly satisfactory, and, I think I'm gonna leave the plug-in for the rest of the day. Thank you.